Talmidim who are in my shiur at the present time. My Talmidim who were in my shiur when I first got started, way back when, a good 10 years before I entered the shiur, do the math. And it gives me great pleasure to see so many of your faces, some of you which I see on a regular basis, and some I haven't seen in a long time. So it's really a schus to be part of this assemblage. The topic for today is Sefira Sa'omer and Lag Ba'omer. There are Mar Makomas, those who have not received them, please feel free to pass them around. And we'll begin, without any further ado, with the first Maramakom, which is a Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is in Simen, Tav Peites, in Or HaChaim. There we are taught as follows. U'mashakosa v'zman asfira maschelas ha'layla, afilu eino layla mamish, ha'lasofek chashecha yecholim lispor. This is a beautiful time to say the shiur because we're going right into Suffolk in a few more minutes. We're going to be in that time zone. We call Ben Hashmashos. As we understand it, it's after the sun sets. Sun sets in about 20 minutes. And right now we are before the sunset. Although we'll see soon as we go, we're still after a different halachic construct, which is known as Plaga Mincha. But we are not yet in Ben Hashmashos. We'll be there very soon. May one recite the Sefira Sa'omer in Ben Hashmashos. Kos of Arosh. V'nira de Sofek Chashecha Yochol Levorech V'ein Tzorech Lahamten HaShevare Laila Keva de Havei Sfeika de Rabbonon. With a general principle, Sfeika de Raisa L'chumra Sfeika de Rabbonon L'kula. And the major question, what is the status of Sefira Sa'omer? Sefira Sa'omer is a Pasuk in Chumash. It seems to be a mitzvah in HaTorah. Yet the Rosh is saying that Sefira Sa'omer nowadays is only a mitzvah b'derabbanan. Why is it only a mitzvah b'derabbanan, whereas it used to be a mitzvah d'oraisa? So what changed? So the obvious thing which changed is Sefira Sa'omer. There's no more Omer. We just read it a little short while ago. Right? Counting the time of the Havoah Sa'omer. We no longer have a Havoah Sa'omer. It's a big dispute amongst the Rishonim. Do we say that nowadays, since we no longer have a Korban Ha'omer, Sefira is midrabbanan? Or should we say, no, since we have the day, the Yom exists, so we should say, Mimochras HaShabbos, after Pesach, so the Sefira should be a Doraisa. So the Rosh assumes it's derabbanan. We have a principle known as Sfeika derabbanan Lekula. Says the Rosh, the second consideration. V'yod nira, the Odif Tfei, Samach Lechashecha. Why? Mishum Tamimos. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyena. And the Gemara tells us in Besech the Menachos, many of you are learning Daf Yomi, just a few Dafim ago, we learned the Sugi of Tamimos, which teaches us, Bidina the Gemara, that one should count Sefiras Omer Balayla. But if you count by night, so you've in effect counted the night and the day, the entire day, the night and day, and therefore you'll fulfill Tamimos. Argues the Rosh, it's therefore preferred. Once the option to count in Ben Hashmashos exists, it's a preferred option. Why is it a preferred option? Because by doing so, you have quote-unquote counted the entire day. From the moment you counted, which is Ben Hashmashos, the entire day is considered to be counted. Whereas if you wait till after it gets dark, Tesek HaChavim, the first few minutes or first few hours, the time the stars come out until you count, are not quote-unquote counted, and it lacks somewhat in Tamimos. So says the Rosh. Again, two quick statements. One, Sfeika d'Rabbanan L'kula. Two, it's even better that way, because this way you have a greater fulfillment of Tamimos. However, Tosis doesn't like it so much, and the Ran says that most Mefarshim, on the fourth line of Source 1, Sfirasom Ahashtad Leka Havo Velo Korban, and therefore he quotes Tosis that says, therefore Tov Lispor. Look at this now. Biyom Harishon B'Safik Hashecha. He doesn't say you should count Safik Hashecha preferably each and every day of Sefira. Only the first day. The first day. Kadesh Yusheva Shabbosa Tamimos Legamre. Okay? Different than the Rosh seems to say you can count, it's preferred to count early every single day. The Ran quotes it, it's only the first day. But he says, Ve'en Zanochan, it's incorrect. Why? Sheyachnis atzmo b'sofek l'chatchila. It's true that Sfeika derabon on the kula. That's only in a crunch, in a pinch, or after the fact. But ideally, we do not introduce ourselves into a situation of sofek derabonon l'kula. This is already a fundamental question. Is sofek derabonon l'kula b'toras vaday, or is sofek derabonon l'kula b'toras sofek? If it's b'toras vaday, it'll be b'tivin l'chatchila. If it's b'toras sofek, then it's only b'diyevin. And of course, this is not a matter only for our discussion in this particular context, but it applies throughout. It's not limited to Sfiras Omer. It applies to many, many other areas. As a matter of fact, the Prima Godim here in this Simon Tov Pei Tes, talks about the fact that he thinks that Sfeika Derabbanan L'kula is something we should try to avoid, as he has explained elsewhere. And on the side of the new Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole list of other places in Shulchan Aruch, starting from Simon Yud and the Chositzis and straight through, where the Prima Godim says consistently that Sfeika Derabbanan L'kula is only when you're in a pinch. You shouldn't introduce yourself to that situation l'chatchila. It has many, many ramifications. I'll just throw out one, advertise what my Torah. Some of you may know, we've spoken in a different context about the idea of shvus to shvus b'moko mitzvah. And how do you explain that one? If it's a shvus to shvus, why is it only b'moko mitzvah? To go into a long story, it's based upon an unresolved question in the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Sveika Derabbanan L'kula. But if that's the case, according to this analysis, we should not ideally put ourselves into such situations of Shvus to Shvus of Mokka Mitzvah. Only if you're stuck, but you should try to avoid it. Let's give you one example that I'm giving you, but I'm sure there are numerous other examples. This is what the Ran says. It seems to me that it's arguable that the Rosh agrees. It's not completely clear. The Rosh may agree that Sveika Derabbanan L'kula is only if you have to. But he says, here you have to. Why do you have to? Because you're trying to maximize the tmimus. It's a question of how you read that second line. First he says, Sveika Derabbanan, and the old nira, Dodiv Tvei, Samal Chashecha, Mishim Tmimus. Is that the old nira something which is two separate and distinct arguments? And in which case he seems to be saying that Sveika Derabbanan, Lukula is even the Chatchila, no need to wait. Or is it really one run on sentence? Don't bring any proofs for the punctuation here. There's no period, but this is only the Bar Ilan, so we can't bring any proofs. But it's unclear to me whether the Rush is two arguments or a single argument. It's not clear. If it's a single argument, then they're fighting about the following point. Is Tmimus, or this enhancement of Tmimus, a sufficient reason to enter into the domain of Sveika Derabbanan L'kula? The Rush says yes, and the Ran says no. But even in saying no, the Ran has an additional level of argument. Explains as follows. Says as follows. V'im yishum tmimos. So now he doesn't just reject it out of hand that tmimos is not a sufficient consideration to count in a sfeika derabbanan situation. He has a different twist. Ein lahachme b'tmimos b'zman hazeh shuba derabbanan tfei misfira d'orais. Fascinating. Had Sfira been Doraisa, we would not be allowed to count in Beit HaShemesh. We would say Sveika Doraisa L'chumra. So therefore, nowadays, we have Sveika Derabbanan, we should not be so worried about a Tmimas which never existed on the level Doraisa. Elakol Shesover Balayla, even an hour into the night, Tmimos Karinan Bey. It's considered to be Tmimos. So therefore, if you count in Beit HaShemesh, it's clearly would be good. But ideally, you should not count. Don't get involved in Sveika Derabbanan L'kula, even at the expense of a certain enhancement of Tmimus. Avol Rambam Kosa. Shemitzvah Zushal Sfiras Omer Mutelas Al Kolish Yisrael B'chol Mokum B'chol Zman. That Sfiras Doraisa even nowadays. Yisrat Al Mechem Yimochras HaShabbos. The first phrase. Without the Yom HaViyachav HaSomer HaTanufa. And then, of course, we'd have to be strict in the Bein HaShemoshos period. This is our introductory paragraph from the Beis Yosef in Simen. Tough pay test. Fine. Interesting. What would happen if indeed Sofek Derabbanan L'kula would be B'toras Vada? There are some who claim that way. What would happen then? So you would say, then you would certainly be allowed to count Ben Ashmoshes. After all, it's no problem. There are a number of Gedolim who have said exactly the opposite. If you'll say that Safek Rabbanan Lekula B'Torah Tzvadai, you're certainly not allowed to count in Sfira, because you're Potter. You're Potter from Sfira, it's B'Torah Tzvadai. Even though it's a Safek, it's a Rabbanan, Potter B'Torah Tzvadai. And you would not be allowed to count at all during Ben Hashemoshes. Even B'Diyel would be no good. This is somewhat counterintuitive, but you'll find this in Kovet Shurim, in the Kundra's Divrei Sofrim, Rabbi Chana, and you'll also find it in other Sfira from a completely different part of the world, where they both try to bring a raya from this din that we do count Ben Hashemoshes to the contrary. That Safek Rabbanan Lekul is only B'Torah Safek, and therefore we can do it in Ben Hashemoshes. Had it been B'Torah Tzvadai, we would not be able to count Ben Hashemoshes. You get an impression from these Sfarim, it would have been the other way around. Okay, just that's the first point for today. But before Ben Hashemoshes, like right now, it's just a few more minutes before Ben Hashemoshes, forget about it. It's much too early. Counting now would be completely meaningless. Forget about it. So it appeared. So if you look to jump to source 5, just to get a picture, a capsule of the Shulchan Aruch, and Siv Beis, he writes, Hamedaktikim einam sofim ad tesek achovim v'chein roi lasa. That's for those who are medaktikim. But those who would count in Ben Hashemoshes would have what to rely upon, as we saw earlier. Okay. Let's turn our attention to Siv Dalet. Misha Shoal also Chaveiro Ben Hashemoshes. Kami Be Sfira Bazal Laila. You say, everyone knows this, Esmol, yesterday, Hoya Kach Vakach. You say, Hayom Kach Vakach, and Yochel Lavza Velindos Bibrocha. Shulchan Aruch says that once you counted without a Brocha, you can no longer count with a Brocha. Abel Kodem Ben Hashemoshes. So right now, it's still a few minutes before the sun sets. Someone say, how many, what's tonight? I'm not saying anything. But the Shulchan Aruch would say, no problem, because it's still too early. What I say now is completely meaningless. Right? It's nothing. Ein bekach klum. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. So now we come to take a step back to what's called Sif Gimel. We have a very major problem on our hands in Siv Gimel. Hamispalal imatzibim mivod yom, mona imoyim below brocha. V'yimizkar balayla, yivorech v'yispor. Someone who davens with the community when it's still day, counts without a brocha, and if he remembers later on, he will make a brocha, and he will count. What does it mean, mivod yom? What do those words mean? Mibo'ojom. There are clearly two possibilities, right? It can mean either Mibo'ojom mamish, right now, when it's still, the sun is still shining behind the clouds. That's one possibility. What else? What might it also mean? Ben Hashemoshes. So what do you think? Tamidim, Tamidim Yose Mikulim. How do you read this line, Siv Gimel? Mibo'ojom mean Ben Hashemoshes? Or does Mibo'ojom mean before Ben Hashemoshes, before the sun sets?
Before.
Before?
He said Ben Hashemoshes.
Right. He didn't use the word Ben Hashemoshes. He clearly meant before. So let's take a look, as a matter of fact, turn the page to source number 7. And we'll start with Tzivkotin Tezai Mibodio. Yesh Me'achon, I'm sorry. Shapirsha Dehayana Ben Hashemoshes. Sorry. To whom? Yesh. Do Suffolk Lila. The Yotzin Ozzy de Sphira, La Poskim, the Sphira Lu, the Sphira was Manazer, the Rabbonim. Okay? Okay, who? This fellow wrote to the Daktik, let's be from the Medaktikim, for this from Abitesik Achavim Vachana, Kama Machaber, to Yimne Moim, Penishka Chachakach, Viachsha Vedato, Im Eskor, Chachakach, Balila, Limnos, enemy wrote to the Tesla Sphira Zu, who could look at me. There in the Bir Halacha, which we don't have in front of us, he explains, no. According to many, many others, we're referring to a situation of Mib'od Yom, literally. Mib'od Yom means when it is still daylight. before the sun has set, which is a simple read of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look carefully in the sources, it bears it out. We'll take a look in two sources, source 2 and source 3, both of which are quoted, as we shall see later, by the Beis Yosef. I want to show these sources inside. Mavza Vitri, Rebbe Yispal Arvis Biyom. What do you mean Yispal Arvis Biyom? If anyone ever learned the first posters in Shas knows that it was very common in those days, times of the Rishonim, to daven Mariv while the sun was still out after Plag HaMincha. And that was the minhag of this Rebbe. V'lo rotza levarach al sfiras omer imo acherim, k'yo yodoeg shemiyas abrocha levatol. He wasn't able to convince the community not to do it. They did it. But he personally, the Rebbe, didn't want to count with them because of shalom abrocha levatol. Now, on a simple level, we're not talking about Ben HaShemoshes. Ben HaShemoshes, on a simple level, you can count even with a bracha, because it's Sveik of the Rabbanu Lekula. So presumably, it's a Tom HaBibol Jom, literally. That's what he used to daven Marv in those days. So what did he do? V'safayim acherim v'lo birich. He counted with the community and did not make a bracha. V'hayinu temeim sfira zulama. Why are you counting? V'omar shema eshkach v'nimtzesi kereach mikan mikan. If I forget, so I will not have the sphere with the community. I'm not going to have the sphere later on either. So therefore, I'm counting that with the community. So all right, the mouths of victory. It's not a slam dunk. I didn't exactly say when it was, but it sounds like it's talking to me about Yom, literally. Let's go on to source 3. Quotes Rabbeinu Yitzchak, who's presumed the same as possibly as the Rebbe. Shatzibur memar l'sbal arvus v'bod yom, mon Rebbe yom atzibur, Hayomim vashvus below bracha, meimar amar im esker balayla bebeisi echse vavarach kedin, v'nimsa shelo beirachti levatola kodem shkias hachama. There it is, black and white. Let me show them. We're referring to a case of before shkias hacham. The yemeshkach, haray manisi yomim vashvus lemitzvah. We'll come to that phrase a little bit later on. So the original sources in the Rishonim seem to indicate that we're referring to a situation of before Ben HaShemoshes, before Shkias HaChama, and nonetheless the individual counted, and in case he would forget, this would somehow help. Of course, the question becomes, how does it help, on one hand? And if it helps, you have another problem. What's that? I make a bracha afterwards, to a bracha levatala. Right? Once you fulfill the mitzvah, fulfilled it already. How can I get, so it's a double whammy.
How's that machkes himself to a lechakilo
almost? In the context of our earliest comment.
Correct.
He's putting himself into a tenuous situation.
Should he desist and not count?
Right.
Or count later on?
Yeah, so the answer is he didn't have what we have today, our alarms to remind us to count later on. And therefore he was afraid he was going to forget. So he was in a tenuous situation. It was a shasa tchak situation. Maybe he forgot once. What? There's no one here who never forgot. Hi, Dov. The number comes. So there's no one here who never forgot to count zero. It happens. So he didn't want it to happen again. So he had it's kind of an insurance policy. So that's what he did. Okay, you're right. It's not an ideal situation, but since we have our memories are somewhat poor, especially if we daven Ma'ariv already. So if Baruch Hashem, we hope that most of us try to daven with a minyan. And daven a minyan on time. Daven a minyan on time, you know, after dark, so we automatically count with a minyan. But those who don't, are davening early, who don't daven the minyan at all, alright, or women who don't daven the marav at all, so they have a much greater chance of forgetting. Right? That's the problem. The most common time that we forget is when? Friday night. Many of you make early Shabbos, and then usually make an announcement, don't forget. Don't forget. The problem. Many people who, after the don't forget, they forget. Okay, but that's the issue. I'm curious. Is there anybody here in this whole room who, when you make early Shabbos, they actually count Sfira Sa'omer before the sun sets? There you go. So this is not a minig which should be scoffed at. although it's not that popular in our world, it's Pashup Shah is Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. You count Svira then, and of course the question then becomes, hey, what did you achieve? If you achieved something, then how do you make the bracha later on? So that's what we have to answer, what's going on. That's part of our goal this evening.
Yechiel pointed everybody, he took out this Shulchan Aruch and showed them that. People were asking, what's this middle? How you doing?
It is in Shulchan Aruch.
Yes.
First I challenged the Gabbai, then I apologized and
The Shliach Sefer says it with a bracha.
Oh, really? That's it. With a bracha?
Shliach Sefer says it with a bracha.
With a bracha before Shkia? That you will not.
Shliach Sefer says
it. That you will not find in Shulchan Aruch, to my knowledge. That's
good.
That's something which I think perhaps should be, again, I don't know who's in charge of there, but if they don't find the source for that, it should really be corrected to be more conformity with the Shulchan Aruch. I'm just making a suggestion. So how in the world does this work?
Tonight.
So the Magen Avraham, source 6, quotes a Rashba. The Rashba says, how can it be? Kol shamanu b'bod yom, lo osa v'lo klum. Va'adiraba, kemeid masha eino. It's a tongue of lie. It's a tongue of lie. It's just not true. The im is yare shami yishkak v'sphere of yismach al sphere zu, come up with krishma shal arvis. With the minig that you say krishma shal arvis after plaga mincha. And according to many authorities, you're not yote there, but at least you'll have something, some kind of a kiyum. Says the Rashba, imke. Some say Yotze dinim derabbanan at least from plaga mincha and on, and some understand the minig of Rashi and the beis and brachas this in this fashion. Ukshachozerom mevarech have a bracha levatala. Here's the kasha. It's a bracha levatala. So you put yourself into a worse situation. V'chein mashem miloshen avud raham shesiyin avol Rambam kosav mona avol birach yotza ayn bebeis Yosef. We have the Beis Yosef. We have at the end of source number one. Let's see it again quickly. He quotes the Mount of Victory in a way which we don't have the Mount of Victory, a little bit of a different version. He says you should count with them without a bracha. You remember, so I didn't make a bracha lebatala. If I forget, again the same phrase, manis yam mishuas lemitzvah. But the Rambam says, no, imonu below birch yotza. What's the avil? It's a non sequitur. No, what he means, as the Magen Avraham says, since mona v'lo birich yotza, you can't do this because then you'll be in the bracha levatala. Apparently, there are some people who say that mona v'lo birich is lo yotza. Avol Aramba. But someone disagrees. He says mona v'lo birich is lo yotza, which is a very strange idea at first glance. We have a famous rule that brachos einon ma'akvos. How can anybody argue with the Rambam and say that if you don't make a bracha, you're not yotze the mitzvah? It's only kash from the Rambam. This goes beyond the Rambam. This is a klal gadol b'din. That's another good question. Okay, so therefore you should take what yesterday was, etc. But he only ben hashmashes od yom. It's nothing, as it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham says on the very last line of this page, source 6, he says shetakanoso kalkoloso. The Shema Yotze Berishona, the Yotze Shul Devarich. So why did Beis Yosef quote this? He says, he paskins mitzvah striches, next page, Kavana. Mitzvah striches, Kavana. Yim kein yechavein belibo, im esker belayla, in anim mechavein latens besvirizu. So tonight, it's a mitzvah al hatnai. A mitzvah al hatnai. That's what he says, a mitzvah al hatnai. So this is, of course, very problematic for a whole variety of reasons. One, not everyone agrees you can make a mitzvah tonight. If you do it, it's yes or no. You can't make a mitzvah tonight. For various reasons. One is a technical reason. Less of a shlichus, less of a tonight. I think of our Masech Taksubis. Right? Not everyone agrees that it works. This is not the time to go into the justification of the mitzvah tonight, which I believe has to do with the Magen Avraham's somewhat interesting statement that is the Mechavel L'shitoso in Mitzvah Strichos Kavana. And what happened to Mitzvah Ein Strichos Kavana? What's then? Are you Yotze Bal Korcho?
Shouldn't it work anyway?
Why should it work?
If you say specifically,
she has a good kasha. Kavana shalol lotzeis, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch is effective. So why is the Magen Avraham making this dependent upon mitzvah strichas kavana? Even if mitzvah ain't strichas kavana, I'll make it tonight. That if I remember later on, I have kavana shalol lotzeis, that's a good kasha. The answer goes beyond the time that I have to discuss this evening's shir. It is found in the sefer that I have in the Maimer on Sefiras Omer. In a nutshell, there's a distinction between mitzvah strichas kavana and ein strichas kavana. If you hold mitzvah strichas kavana and you don't have kavana, it's nothing. It's like a misasek, the Rishonim put it. But if mitzvah ein strichas kavana, you have kavana shlolotzeis, it is at least a maisa mitzvah. And that has relevance to whether the tanai is going to work. But again, I'm just talking to you, Rosh HaProgram, Bekitzur Nimitz. Fine, so it's a tanai. But that never says tanai. You look in the Rishon, you will not see tanai. Not in the Shulchan Aruch, you won't find tanai. Not in the Rishon, you won't find a tanai. And again, many hold tanai doesn't even work. So this is less than satisfying. So I'd like to propose a two additional mahalchim to understand what the Shulchan Aruch is all about. One is something which we've spoken and written about before, and one is something which is a bit new. What happens if a person did not count Sfira at night? Whole night went by and he didn't count Sfira. What's the halacha? Count by day. With a bracha or without a bracha? Without a bracha. Then in Shulchan Aruch, it's right here. Shulchan Aruch tells us in source number 5, Shachach v'lobira chol alayla, Yisfer bayom below bracha. Why below bracha? It's a machlokes. Some say you count, some say you don't count. Not going into the details. We'll leave it at the machlokes, which you and I are not going to decide today who's right. Fine. What happens if a person didn't count at night, didn't count the next day, and he remembers the following night? He comes to shul, whoops, I missed everything. What happens then? Again, count without a bracha. Why? It's again a machlokes. A machlokes, the famous Bahag. The Bahag says if you miss one day, it's all over. Why? You need tmimus. And others say it's ridiculous. Tosfos says lo yitochen, impossible. But obviously it's very possible because it's quoted by all the poskim. Since then, that's found in Shulchan Aruch and Sifches. Im shochach levorach be'echad me'ayomim, bein yom rishon, bein mishayom. Now why bein yom rishon, bein mishayom? Because there are some rishonim who say it's only a problem on yom rishon. We'll see soon. Sofer b'shayamim below bracha. Okay? Because we're just, you know, it's a machlokes, which you and I can't decide. So, we count without a bracha. Aval amu mesupuk im dileg yom echad below sofer. Yisfer b'shayamim b'bracha. You're not sure if you missed a day or didn't miss a day. You count the remainder of the days with a bracha. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. End of source 7. Te'ika svek sveka. That's a svek sveka. Okay? What's a svek sveka? Shem alo dilek klal. Im tinsalo mesha dilek. Shem alochi osan aposkim. Dochol yom u'mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And therefore, it's no problem in the first place. This is what it says. Okay. Svek sveka. Good. In the Shara Tzion Memvav, he makes a point. He says, kol shkein sofek zesha dilek zlo hayal yom arishin. Shar Yamin, for sure, it's a svek sveka, because then Rov Rishonim say, you mechuyev to count midina, look at the Torah and the Ritz Geyers, who make a distinction between the first day and the other day. The same as the Ran made a distinction between the first day and the other day, within the Gemara's version of Tamimus, has to be earlier on in the night. So too, within the Bahag, there were those who make a distinction within the Bahag's version of Tamimus, not to miss a day, between the first day and the other day. The first day, if you miss, is worse, it's fatal. The other days, if you miss, it's not so bad. Okay? This is what it says, La Aloch. Fine. So far, so good. What happens, Rabosai, in the case in which a person forgets to count at night, and he remembers to count by day? So we already learned, you count that day without a bracha. And what happens the next night? The next night. What happens then? You count with a bracha. You count with a bracha. Now, where does it say that? They count the next days with a bracha. So, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Sifkot and Lamed Dalet. You don't count with the bracha that the next morning, Lamed Dalet, the Eshlocha Shadas Aposkim, Dain's Mat Sfira Labalaila. You don't want to do that. Miu mikano lahaba sofer b'cholayla b'brocha v'lo have k'dileg yomechad legamri she'en a sofer od b'brocha k'kudu l'kameh. This is a well-known, everybody knows this thing. The whole world knows this thing. Now I'm going to ask you a question right now. Don't look anywhere else. Why? Why? What's the basis for this thing? Again, Savad Rabbana is cool. We don't make a bracha in the Savad Rabbana.
No, it's
Sfeik. Oh, that's what I was looking for. Sfeik Sfeika. That's what the Shara Tzion says. Kedivrei Truma Sadeshin. Source 8, Memhei. Moving with Beis Yosef. Should they have a Sfeik Sfeika lechiyuva? Sfeik de bidiyevet sfiras mana kol ames liets. Yim tirit se loma kedas aposkin en sfira bayom. Apo pikein, have a poskin maskimim. Then the Yomim Akvin Zezeh. Unyan Zelo binan. Tamimos, look in Tosis, etc. So it's a Svek Sveka. A Svek Sveka. Fine. So it appear. Now let's get Shaila. I got this Shaila recently. Twice already I got some urgent phone calls. Somebody says he was in shul. In our shul, we have mincha marav one after the other. And although it's ben hashmoshes, we have a shul of medaktikim, so they don't count sfira. They say, remind everybody to count. Okay. They remind them of the count and say, whoops, I didn't count yesterday. They reminded me and I forgot. Now it's 24 hours later, and now I'm in ben hashmoshes the next day. Now what do I do? Never happened to you. Now what do I do? So I got the phone call. What do? I said, count right away. Oh, I already counted. I did that. But I want to know, when I want to count later tonight, can I say with a bracha or not? What do you think? Stop counting up the various svekas over here. You follow me? It's a svek. I don't know what it's to use. It's a svek and a half. So look in the Abia Omer, source number 9. He quotes the base David. It was asked this very question. That's what it sounds like. Says it's wrong. Had you counted by day in the middle of the morning, you would have the svek svek. But now, the shanei hocha, shasafek hasheni. Lo choshiv sofek gomur. It's not a complete sofek. Shafiluim tim salomar dilma mahane sira bayom. Even if you'll say that sira by day in fact works. Akati islan sfeka. The shema ba'osa shah shasofa hayo lailo. Kevin de ben ashmosha sofek lailo lo havi tamimus. So it's no longer a full svek sfeka. Right? Let's review the svekas. Some say you miss a day, is no problem. Some say you count by day, is also no, is good. That's a bona fide svek svek. But he didn't count by day. He counted ben hashmoshes. Ben hashmoshes is a subject whether he counted by day. It's not a full svek svek. That's a psak of the Sefer Beis David, quoted here in the Yabia Omer. A similar shayla, osches. This shayla happened as well. It actually happened in my family. Gedola Mizui, he found Zera Emes. Mi sheshochach lispar omer b'leil shishi. V'nizkar acha shespalel arvis shel Shabbos. He had an early Shabbos. And the Gabi makes an announcement. Everyone should remember to, when you get home tonight, after it gets dark, to count to your, whoops, I forgot last night. Now what do you do? Well, the sun's still shining. What's the problem? You ready to have a marriage? You probably are aware in various areas of halacha, once you daven maariv on Friday night, it's considered a little bit, you're ready to mekabel Shabbos, or sefer Shabbos, maybe it's night, maybe you can't. So there are those who go that far as well. That's it. Can't do it anymore. In any event, Rabbi Avadia rejects the whole thing. He's a maker. Osir Aleph, Hamurim, Mikol Omer, Rabim and Shlemim say that the Beis David is wrong, as long as you count it in Bein HaShmashis, as if you count it by day, and you can continue counting with the Bracha. There's only one caveat. Nirali, Shemikam Elech Yisbok Shiyiyo Laila Vadai, Shaloyeh Katar to Disaster. Oh, you're going to count. Yeah. Bein HaShmashis is another time. Make up your mind. Either it's day or it's night. I mean, if you, now you're banking on the fact that it's day. So even though for typically we saw before, you can count Bein HaShmashis, unless you're a medaktik. But here you better be a medaktik. If you're not a medaktik, you're entitled to the Sasri land. And as we explained earlier in the shir, we assume that Sveket Rabban Lekula is only a achrot, not a Torah's vadai. So you can't have tied to the Sasri. It's a prolonged discussion. And therefore, you have to be careful. So writes the Abia on. But the problem is, with all of his arichas, and it goes on, you know, pages, and just, it's 11, sifra, each one takes a whole column, he doesn't fully explain why this is so. It's not a full spec. So why then? Why does it work? So I believe the reason why it really works is because the whole assumption is incorrect. And some of the Talmidim got it before when I asked you, why is it that if you count by day, you can continue counting with a bracha the subsequent night? So Mordechai said, Svek Sveka, I can't fault you. You're quoting the Shaar Tzion verbatim. And he seems to attribute to the Truma Sadeshen. But if you look at the Truma, you'll see it's just not so. We have a Truma Sadeshen here. Here it is in source number 4. And ironically, the Mishnah Berurah even quotes this line from the Truma Sadeshen. Seems to be oblivious to it in the Shaar Tzion. Shela, Im Sofer Liechad, Im Sofer Balayla Achas Olav, Hechias and Dikan Ve'elch, Yisra Baruch Olav. Tshuva, Yerah the Yispa Mebrocha Mikan Vaholah. Lo Mi Boyam Niska Svekosa Beyom Ahu, Shaz Vadait Sarach Lispa Beyom Belo Brocha. Mitoch HaSafek, Vishuv Yispa Belshar Halelos Bivrocha. And that's our minute, right? Afilu Vadait Shachach Belay Lispa Vishuv Beyom Belo Brocha, Sofa Shuv Bebrocha, our case. The Mikri Shaper Tamimus. Hol below dileg yom echad legamre. That phrase below dileg yom echad legamre is found over here in the Mishnah Berurah. And the question becomes, why then does he say it's based upon sexvek? Here in Os Lamadal Mishnah Berurah he says lo havik dileg yom echad legamre, but yet in the bottom and. In the Shaar Tzion, he's basing it something basing on Svek Svek. The Truma Zosh never said. So many of you have heard the Yisod that I heard from my Rebbe Zichron of the Brocha, that the Pshat in missing a day is not that all the mitzvahs are one big mitzvah and you can't have one without the other, but rather his understanding of Tamimus was that once you miss a day, you just can't miss the count. The count is broken. You can't count 1, 2, 4. So if you don't say 3, it's impossible to get to the number 4. A long discussion of the various riots to it. One of his riots was in the fact that a distinction is drawn between the first day and the other days, which we saw earlier. And if you look on the Sefer Chinuch, he says, you should say, yesterday was 3 and today is 4, indicating that you can do it in that fashion. Other riots, which are not going to go into it in detail. But it seems, if you look at this in the words of the Truma Sadeshin as they appear, that the pshat is, if you count by day, it's not based on Svek Svek. Svek Svek is only in the second case. We are not sure if you counted or didn't count. That's an honest to goodness Svek Svek. But if you certainly counted, but you counted by day and not by night, that's not Svek Svek. That's rather, Ho'ovlo Diligo Mecha Legamri. But of course, the question still becomes, what do you mean? But if you hold that Sirius Omer is only at night, then you were dealing with Mechel Legamri. You can't count at the wrong time. So the answer is that although it may not be the time for the mitzvah will be only at night. It's a whole, it's a mission. It's Tziras Omer is by night, and therefore Tziras Omer may only be by night. But nonetheless, since on the calendar day it is, we'll say, the third day in the Omer, so even though you didn't have the mitzvah for that night, because that mitzvah is only at night when it's the time, but the count is able to be maintained despite the fact that it's not a mitzvah. That's how we understand this din in the Trumas Hadeshet. And therefore, there's a whole discussion, again, not for now, some of those Chalila Naninus in Sfira, they say he should count without a bracha, because this way he maintains the count, even though not doing the Shem Mitzvah, because the known as Usher, the Mitzvahs. Okay. This being the case, we can understand the Pesach of Rabbi Avadya, but sort of Lav Mitameh. If this is correct, then the fact that an individual who counts by day can continue the count at night with a bracha is not based on Tzvek Tzvek. Not at all. It's based on Hol V'lo Dileg Yomecha L'Gamri. So far, he's only having this one suffix, whether if you miss a day it's a problem, and this guy didn't miss a day. So it's in effect it's B'Torah's Vadai. He didn't miss a day. Now that he counts in Ben Hashmosh. So Ben Hashmosh, as we said before, is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. So he can assume that it's a regular Suffolk, and he's in much better off than he would be if the day itself would be a Suffolk. That's the problem which the Beis David says. The Beis David says, since you count by day, you're only able to continue counting with a bracha. Because it's some kind of a Suffolk, maybe counting by day is good enough. So now when you count the Ben Hashmosh, it's not an even Suffolk. Because it's not Vadayom. Maybe it's the next night already. It's after Ben Hashmoshes. Okay? You need 100% of Suffolk to be able to continue to count with the bracha the next night. You don't have the 100% Suffolk because maybe it's already night. That's what the Beis David is in effect saying. But what we're suggesting now, if you count by day, it's not B'Torah Suffolk. Maybe it's good enough to count by day. It's a machlokas in the Rishon. No, it's certainly good enough to count by day. Even those who say you cannot make a bracha by day, because with bracha, Rabbo say, has to be on a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah by day, will concede that the counting by day keeps the count going, and therefore, it's B'Torah's Vadai. Once it's B'Torah's Vadai, if you count it by day in the morning, for argument's sake, it's B'Torah's Vadai, then if you count it in Ben HaShmoshes, so then you're in a much better position, because you only have that subject. Not a, by day is a subject, not a subject, whether it's day. No, that's kind of a Sfek Sfek of the Chumra, in that, within the sheet that it holds, if you miss a day, it's over. That's what's bothering the Beis David. It's not a full Sfek Sfek. The Sfek Sfek of the Chumra, assuming that if you miss one day, you can no longer count with a brach. Now we're saying, no, it's only one Sfek according to that sheet. And therefore, it would explain the leniency, both of the person who reminded himself of Ben HaShmoshes, and the person who reminded himself on Erev Shabbos, after he was Mekabel Shabbos, I think in a much neater way. This is what I think is how we can explain this thing. However, I have to add a whole new wrinkle, which we never discussed in previous Yerim, which is based upon the Bir Hagro. Unfortunately, the Bir Hagro is not in the Makoros. I neglected to put it here, so you'll have to allow me to read it to you, but make sure to look it up when you get home. Okay? Very important. And the Bir Hagro is among those who held that the Din in Shulchan Aruch, you do have in front of you, Siv Gimel, he understands, which is not found again in the Rishonim, it's referring to a situation of Ben Hashmoshes. Says the Gra, Hainu Ben Hashmoshes Shiyotzi B'Diyevet Kevan Shusveka D'Rabbonim. Again, it's not the Pashup Pshat in the Rishonim, but the Vilna Gaon is his own man. He said this Pshat in the Mechaber, and so Ben Hashmoshes, and they're all good. Everything is great until the next problem. Problem which we spoke about earlier is much more serious now than it was earlier. What's that problem? Once you count the Ben HaShmoshes, then what? How can you count by Laila and Bracha? Now you have a real bona fide suffix. Maybe you really were Yotzei and Ben HaShmoshes. If you were, when you count, it's a Bracha Levat, that's the Rajva's Kasha. When you count the night, it's a Bracha Levat, the building on the neck of the home from Tanoim. No Tanoim over, he doesn't say anything about Tanoim. So what's Pshat? What's he say? So I read you the words of the Gra, and you'll try to make heads or tails of it. Usir le, the bracha ma'akev le'inyan ze sheyachsav yivarech. What? That the bracha is ma'akev le'inyan ze sheyachsav yivarech. You did a mitzvah, and the bracha is ma'akev to the extent that you now go ahead and say the bracha when you do the mitzvah a second time. What does that mean? It goes against everything we ever learned. We learned that if you did a mitzvah without a bracha, you can't do the mitzvah again with a bracha. It's unheard of. Unheard of. You take a lulav, right, without a bracha. Not going to make a bracha later on. It doesn't work on a simple level. Not that, okay, perhaps a bit of a poor example for other reasons. But the Rishonim asked, "Medagbe nafik be," and you can't make a bracha later on. Why don't you say the Vilna Gaon's trick, right? The bracha ma'akev l'inyan zeh shi'asav yivarech. What does that mean? You just can't do that. You can't do that. Give an example of Kriyashma. First you say Kriyashma by itself, and then you say Kriyashma with the brachas. Is that a good example for both sides? Yeah, it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's not a birchas ha-mitzvah. The Rishonim said that. It's not a birchas ha-mitzvah. You can say that brachas even no longer is man Kriyashma. That's a Mishnah for Rashi's. Right, Mikan Velech Lo Hifson, it means to be Lo Hifson of Brochus, even though my Krishna passed already. What kind of raya is this? Hard to understand. It's hard to understand. Now, when the Ramah says, if a person, we do all the time, we answer Amen to a Chazan, and then we don't have Hoya Dato Shalolotes, it's okay. Says the Vilna Gaon, a Lushan. What does he mean? Dafka le'inyan ha-brocha. Have a mind not to be yotze the brocha. What does that mean? There's a question. So I'll first take suggestions on the floor to try to understand what is the Vilna Gaon talking about. You're having kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, but not the brocha. I read the words a third time. He says, "Svile da bracha ma'akev in yinzeh shi'achzav yivarech." So I want to make the following suggestion. Yes.
So the later part, it's not a discussion. When someone counts zero, you also, why can't you listen to the chazan to count? Well, but that's because it's besparz on the has to be for you.
Well, you can technically speak according to almost all poskim. You answer amen to the chazan and listen to him. You go to the shomer kol. But it's not our minute.
What the Gros, in the second part, what the Gros is saying is there's two different things here that we're discussing.
What is the time, and what is the chazan? Correct.
So it's the counting and also making the bracha. So you can listen to the chazan and only have in mind to be up to the bracha, but you want for the mitzvah of counting, that you have to do yourself. Because you really, in theory, could listen to him for everything.
That's true. And as a matter of fact, those who forgot a day, we always tell them, please make sure you go to shul every night for the rest of Sefirah, so you can answer Amen to the Chazan's bracha, and therefore you're not even going to miss any more brachas.
But you can listen also just for the counting.
That's true too.
So that's what the Gros is saying when he says only the Chazan to listen to the bracha,
right?
And not also to the counting, because you can still count on your own after you hear the bracha. That's one mitzvah. And then there's the counting itself, which is in and of itself a mitzvah.
Right, but we still haven't explained what the Gro means when he says that this individual is counting in Ben HaShmoshes, that the bracha, he counts without a bracha, the bracha is ma'akev in yizeh shi'avzav yivarech. Normally, if a person did a mitzvah without a bracha, he can no longer do the mitzvah with a bracha. Right, that's shout out. Yes?
The Rebbe said, Mahal, that he's perpetuating the counting by counting before the he's not filling the mitzvah count.
Oh. So one could say that the accounting of Ben HaShmoshes to keep the count going, as we suggested before the Pshat, in those Rishonim who say you can count before Shkiyas HaCham, we saw Beferish and Shibboleth HaLeket, it's a Kal V'chomer, and that Mahalach is going to work in Ben HaShmoshes, but it's a Kal V'chomer Pricha. Because if you count before Ben HaShmoshes, you for sure don't have a mitzvah. It's exclusively to keep the count going. Since for sure you don't have a mitzvah, so I can count later on with the bracha for sure, if I remember. But here, it's takanoso kalkoloso. Since you've counted in Ben HaShmoshes, so there's a 50-50 chance you already fulfilled the mitzvah, then how can you count later on with the bracha after Tzitzit Kochavim? So it made it worse. Well, so that's the problem. So I think the answer to this girl goes as follows.
Okay,
so how does that help us?
So maybe to be mechazek, the
idea that it's a Zecher LeMikdash requires the bracha, it becomes essential to the mitzvah.
Oh, very good. So I'll just take your last phrase. The bracha is essential to the mitzvah. Very good. Right, very important. The Vilna Gaon, a little bit later on in the Siman, discusses a remarkable case. It goes back to the Rishonim, the Mordechai, the Rav Yoch. A person started counting, and he had the wrong day in mind, and in the middle he remembers it's not the third day, it's the fourth day. So they compare it to a Gemara, Masechta Brachos, a famous Gemara. A person started, he thinks it's wine, it's beer, it's wine. It's an unresolved question. And the Mordechai says, since we passed in the Sefiras HaOmos Derabanan, so we can be lenient, and even they had the wrong day in mind when you had the bracha, it's okay. So all the Mepharshim ask, what are you talking about? There you had the wrong thing in mind when you were making the bracha of Boreh Pri HaGafen, of Shakal Ni'abedvaro. Here you knew the right day before you got to the mitzvah, and the bracha itself was the same bracha every single day. You had the right bracha in mind. Al Sefiras HaOmos, the end of the bracha. Same bracha 49 days. So what do you mean had the wrong thing in mind when you were beginning the bracha? That's the kasha. So the Vilna Gaon answers the kasha later on, which is as follows. That the Rav Yoh says that their nusach was Shehayom Al Sfiras Omer Shehayom Yom Echad LaOmer. This is a very breakthrough chiddush. It's a chiddush which explains the Rav Yoh and the Mordechai. You have the wrong thing in mind because you plan to end the bracha the wrong way. Shayom Shlosh Yom Lomer. You're supposed to end Shayom Arboyom. It's an integral part of the bracha. You plan to end it the wrong way. It's a shalah which is depending on the rice of the Rabbanon. What's the din? But from our vantage point, I think it's going to explain over here as well. I want to give you an example. With Chazal, this may be what Elisha meant, we're metaken something, and there's a mitzvah, and the Chazal are metaken that you make a particular bracha on the mitzvah, but it's certainly conceivable that the mitzvah itself is being fulfilled in and of itself on some level before you ever got to the formal bracha which you make later on. I'll give an example. Kiddush. The Magen Avraham writes in this Reish Ayin Aleph at the beginning that when you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush is fulfilled b'tfila. Shmon Esrei. Fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. So I ask you a question. If you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush in Shmon Esrei, when you go home and make Kiddush, be a bracha levatala. The answer is no. The Chazal instituted, they make a specific bracha known as Kiddush, which has in it Mekadesh HaShabbos. Now, the Kiddush over here in the Vilna Gaon is as follows. It's true that Sfiras Omer, the bracha, is a Birchas HaMitzvah. But it's different than all other birchas mitzvahs. Because all other birchas mitzvah, the bracha lechud and the mitzvah lechud. So therefore, you already fulfilled the mitzvah completely. It's impossible to make a bracha when you're doing something which has no meaning. But according to the Vilna Gaon, what are you doing over here? First, you're saying a bracha, you're saying a sira ben hashmoshes. Okay, so you fulfilled the mitzvah itself. However, although you may have fulfilled the mitzvah itself, again back, bracha ma'akev l'nizeh shi'achzav yivarek. Sounds like it's a vicious cycle. No. The nature of the bracha of asher kedishal rrm shayom yom echad la'omer tells you that kach tiknu chachamim. Chachamim said there's a sfiras ha'omer and there is a bircha sfiras ha'omer. Now in an ideal situation, Chazal told us, do it both in one shot. Say the bracha, and when you say the bracha, you say the sfira. So you're fulfilling everything together. That's the ideal. However, the person's afraid he's going to forget. See, he is counting ben hashmashes. He very much wants to count with them. So he's going to bifurcate. First, he will fulfill the mitzvah, at least be suffic, because sfeka the rabban of the kula, but he can't make a bracha, because sfeka the rabban, you wouldn't make a bracha. So you have the mitzvah. But then you can say, to give the example, I want to make Kiddush now. As I fulfill the mitzvah of Zoch Hashem HaShabbos HaKadsho when I said Shmoneh Esrei, or according to Rabbi Akiva, when I say Good Shabbos, and there are many others who say different things. And now I'm here to fulfill the Takanas Chachamim, because if I really fulfill the Darais, it's now Takanas Chachamim, to make a bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. True, it's not identical. I'm saying again, this is Kiddush not a bracha Samitz. However, since the bracha of Sfira contains within it not only the bracha on the mitzvah, but the mitzvah itself, it's different than other birchos ha-mitzvah. In other birchos ha-mitzvah, once you did the mitzvah, it's impossible to have an independent bracha and repeat the mitzvah a second time. That cannot be done. But over here, where the bracha and the mitzvah are really one, according to the text, shehayom, it's possible. And even those who don't have the text shehayom may in principle agree that this formulation is correct, that it's without shayom, but you will, since you count right away afterwards, it's considered as it's one long bracha. This, I believe, is a possible interpretation of the Gra. There are those who learn the Gra differently. They say a chiddush neira, that the Gra holds that the bracha is only a hider mitzvah, and you can fulfill a mitzvah now and a hider mitzvah later, even though you fulfilled the mitzvah originally, against what they call Reb Chaim with the two asrogim. That's what some suggest that pshat in his grub, but I think what I'm suggesting is a little bit closer to the pshat, even though it's admittedly a big chiddush.
What happens then if you forgot a day? According to this understanding of Sfira, that the bracha is locked into the counting, so what happens if you missed a day of bracha? Why can't you continue with the bracha?
Once the tamimus is out, it's out. Once it's gone, it's gone. But I will concede, as a matter of fact, I'll respond to you, the same Rav Yoh, who's the one who speaks about somebody counting by day as being able to continue the count in subsequent, the next night with a bracha, is the one who says, if you count without a bracha, it's nothing. Because he considers it to be one part of the text. So the question becomes, if counting without a bracha is nothing, what did you achieve when you counted the next day without a bracha? The answer is you didn't achieve a mitzvah, but you achieved what we said before to keep the count going.
That's why. That makes sense for an Oni not to count without a bracha.
Right, for sure, without a bracha. Absolutely. Yes.
This is also different because here we're working with the idea that it's all Rabbanan in the first place. So by Kiddush, you have a Kiyum Daraisa, and the Rabbanan took the Kiyum Daraisa and said you have to be kind of in a certain fashion. So here the whole thing is.
You're right.
Rabbanan. So we're saying this is Rabbanan Kein Daraisa, and then the Rabbanan on top of that.
You are correct. It's true that according to the way we pass in Sfiras Ahoma is Midi Rabbanah.
And that's what the
Gra's
working with it.
He says it's Befeirish, Sfeirah Rabbanah Lekula. Nonetheless, the mitzvah of Sfira, which of course Bismana Mikdash was an independent mitzvah before Birchas and Mitzvah presumably were ever introduced. Anshek Nesagdola, Tiknu Brachas. What happened to Sfira before Anshek Nesagdola? Got up and said, Ayom, Yom, Echad, Omer. That's all. That was it. When they introduced the bracha. So they didn't, according to this Rav Yoh, the way I'm saying Pshat in the Grah, they didn't say, look, you have the Niach Tfilin. Make a Niach Tfilin, we put in the Tfilin. Mitzvah Tzitzis, put in the Tzitzis. They didn't do that. They made the bracha a part of the mitzvah. In that way, it's unique and different than all other brachas. Again, it is a Chiddush. And frankly, I don't think there's a real deep Pshat in the Mechaber. Basically, we're showing they're talking about before Ben Hashmosh, but within Pshat and Negro, I think this is the best possible Pshat. Before I conclude and end with some Mili Da'agadata, I just wanted to point out that the Tarta de Sastri of Rav Avadja is not completely compelling. Not completely compelling. And that's for the following reason. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos that Ben Hashmoshes is Suffolk Yom, is Suffolk Lila, and is Suffolk part Yom and part Lila. The famous Gemara. That being the case, if a person forgot to count, and he reminds himself, let's say the Shul Davin Marav at Shkia, and let's say it's a fast minion, 10 minutes after the Shkia, he's already there now. Whoops, he counts 10 minutes after the Shkia. He counts Sira for yesterday. Okay? Fine. Now, a few days later, he's in this situation, he's afraid he's going to forget. He wants to count ben hashmoshes. So we didn't count ben hashmoshes less than 10 minutes after that day of shkia. No, that's a tada disaster. Let's still count 13 minutes after that day of shkia. Not necessarily a tada disaster, because it's at least a possibility that the first time he counted 10 minutes after shkia was day. Now it's going to be 13 minutes after shkia, it's night. Not so likely, but as long as the possibility exists, maybe an absolute tada disaster. And therefore, he may be able to overcome the last objection which is found in the IBO. Now, before we conclude the shir, and Davin Maariv and Count Sfira, I just want to end with a brief Maimer Chazal. Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis talks about Yud Beis Elef Talmidim, which is a different count than we have. And our Gemara in Yevama said Yud Beis Zugos Elef Talmidim. Hol Rabbi Akiva Me'aku V'Adan Tifres V'Kula Meisa B'Perek Echad Meisa. Lama Shehoisa Einehem Tzara Eilu Be'Eilu. This is not the pshat that we are accustomed to of Lo Novo Kovet Zebazet, which is found in the Gemara Masechta Yevamos. Rather, it says Shehoisa Einehem Tzara Eilu Be'Eilu. What does it mean Einehem Tzara Eilu Be'Eilu? Literally, their eyes were narrow, one towards the other. What does that mean? That means they begrudged one another. Uvasof emit shiva. At the end, he had seven new students. Omalahum bonai harishonim lo mesu ela shahoyso einayim tsara elu leelu tnu datchem shalotasu kemaseh. Make sure you learn from their mistake. A very important line here in the Medrash, and I want to just quote a remarkable Pri Chodesh, who talks about the idea of Lag Bomer coming up soon. Lag Bomer, he wants to know. So they have Simcha, says in Shulchan Aruch, Simcha Zulama, Imishim Shapasku Lamus. The Miri quotes like Mesorah, they stopped dying. Mabaka. Harelo nisharu echad mehem v'kula mesu u'mativa shel simcha zu. They stopped dying because they all died out. What kind of simcha is that? It's a good question. Efsha shasimcha hi al osam talmidin shahos v'hakach Rabbi Akiva shelo mesu ka'elu. Beautiful answer. The simcha is not that the 24,000 stopped dying. No. But the remaining five or seven that were Rabbi Akiva established did not die, because presumably why didn't they die? Listen to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, don't do kimaseh. So this reunion shir, as it's been entitled, is for me a very special milestone event. As I mentioned, I have Talmidim here from the very beginning, Talmidim here from the present shir, and from many years in between. Some I see you on a regular basis, some I see hardly ever. If one includes the first 2 years that after I got smicha that I was teaching in a different program here in the yeshiva, this month I'm completing, believe it or not, 40 years of teaching in the holy yeshiva since I got smicha. Our boy Mishana, I don't know what you say, okut bedor, I don't want to say that anymore. Baruch Hashem, a wonderful, wonderful milestone. And I think that I can make the following statement. The Gemara tells us explicitly that Harbe Lomadati Me Rabosai, Yose Me Chaverai, Umi Talmidai, Yose Me Kulam. That being the case, Talmidim are the Rebbe's Rebbe, because the Rebbe learns from his Talmidim. The Gemara tells us that a person is not Omen Al Das Rabo at our boy Mshana. It takes 40 years to understand the Rebbe. I have many Rebbeim, those sitting here in the room, and many, many more not sitting in the room, who over the last 40 years have blessed me with great insights, great questions, wonderful relationships. It's an opportunity for me in this milestone to give a Shevach V'adot HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these wonderful, wonderful years. Of course, we have to have Hakaras HaTov to human beings as well as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only to the Talmidim, but to the Rabbeim, I mentioned the Rav Zichrono Levracha, I mentioned him earlier, who was my main Rebbe when I was a Talmud here in the yeshiva. Other Rabbeim I've been privileged to learn with in the yeshiva. Among the current Rabbeim, I single out Harav Shechter Shlita, whom I learned for many years. First, I was in his Chazara Shia by the Rav, then we learned B'Chavrusa for many years. Baruch Hashem. And I take this opportunity to thank the yeshiva itself. The years since I entered the yeshiva, as you can imagine, more than that, so it's many, many years, Baruch Hashem. Almost as many as we have days in Sfira. So it's an opportunity to give a thanks to the yeshiva. I don't mean the walls and the floors, which are fairly new. So you may be the first time you've been in this particular building. But to the yeshiva as an institution. When you go back to the yeshiva institution, my Hakaras HaTov goes back much longer than my own tenure here as a Talmud and as a Rebbe. It goes back a generation. My father, Zichrono Livracha, came to this yeshiva, I would say now approximately 80 years ago. 80 years ago, when his yeshiva, which I later attended myself, Yeshiva Ben Yaakov Yosef, in the Lower East Side, closed because of the Depression. And the yeshiva took him in with no tuition. For my father, Zichrono Livracha, the yeshiva could do no wrong. Could never do anything wrong, no matter what. He wouldn't hear anything. Couldn't do wrong. They took me in. My father was penniless. My yeshiva closed down. It was in the middle of the year. And they took me in. And he was here for many years. He learned. He went to high school here and college here. He had smicha here. And many other of my family members have studied here. Once I'm mentioning the previous generation, I have to mention it specifically in my own family, the next generation. Sons and sons-in-law, all of whom have learned in the yeshiva and its various branches, including its branch in Eretz Yisrael, its branch in what we now call Lakewood in Pennsylvania. That's Kemo Rasha. So I have tremendous hakaras hatov on all levels, really. It's a tremendous schus, the schus harabim. And I believe that the Hakaras HaTov, which I have to the yeshiva, should be shared by all the Talmidim. A Chazal have cautioned us about proper respect, even for completely inanimate objects that a person benefits from, such as a well of water. A well of water that you benefit from, you have to have a gratitude. How much more so a living yeshiva with wonderful Talmidim and Rebbeim and ongoing needs that have to be met. Every person has a different way of helping the yeshiva fulfill its needs, whether by supplying Talmidim or supplying financial support, as the case may be. Everybody has a responsibility, Hakaras HaTov, to the yeshiva. I was talking to one of the Talmidim who came to see me last week, and I had a long schmooze, and he reminded me of a phrase that I used in the past I'd almost forgotten. And the phrase is Lilamed Amanas Lilmot, which is the way I characterize my mission here. It's Lilamed Amanas Lilmot. It's not the normal way we say it, but I think that it's the Talmidim, who are my Rebbeim, the Talmidim Yosef Mikulam, by preparing the Shir for them and the Schus HaRabim and the good questions, it's really Lilamed Amanas Lilmot in the highest sense of being able to teach, and by teaching, learning, and learning more and more, and teaching more and more. It's my tefillah. And we should all, everyone here, and everyone who's not here, so many called and they wanted to be here, that all of us should be blessed with all the brachas of Hatzlacha, and the bracha, what they call Geffen, Gesund, Parnosa, Nachas. Each and every one of us should see that their own homes should be filled with Torah, that their community should be filled with Torah, that our yeshiva should be filled with Torah, and to conclude with the very last line on the source sheet. Rabbi Kiva's students learned from what Rabbi Kiva said. I hope that my Talmidim will learn from what I say in echoing Rabbi Akiva, We shouldn't be Einot Sarah Zebezeh. We should all be very happy with the successes of our fellow Tamidim, whether the successes in Ruchnias, the successes in Gashmias, or both. And therefore, we shall see quickly the fulfillment now of what happened then. Amdu, Rabbi Kiva's students came to learn, Umilu kol Eretz Yisrael Torah. They filled the entire land of Eretz Yisrael Torah. We should see it fulfilled. B'mheirav Yameinu Amin.
Everybody next door for a free Shabbos Oneg and from Arab.
Maybe from Arab.